You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Amir is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by a woman named Celeste. What's up, Amir?
Oh, my God. Thank you for taking my call, because I am so confused right now, bro. I have no idea what's going on with this girl.
Oh, my God. Thank you for getting ghosted. Otherwise, we wouldn't have content right now. So I appreciate it.
I mean, I guess it's a win-win, sort of.
Hopefully, we can help you out. How long has it been since you heard from Celeste?
Like a little over a week or so. And that's what's so confusing. So here's the thing. We had a great date. She told me she likes margaritas. So I knew there was like some little Mexican restaurant next to where I live. So I was like, let's go over there. We start, you know, having some drinks there. It's like, it turns into like karaoke at 8 p.m. I guess on Tuesdays, which I did not know. I had no idea, but I'm not deterred by that either, but like I didn't want to leave, you know. We were having a good time, and like in the date I did say that I was a lead singer in a band in high school and you know I had to kind of back that up, so I did karaoke and I went for it, dude. I did Ooh. Bohemian Rhapsody. I hit those notes. I was like, like I went for it.
Nice.
I was pretty torn up.
Wow.
And she liked it. She laughed. We had a good time. She ended up doing karaoke with me. It was cute. Like, we did Summer Nights by Grease, or the musical Grease or whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
I love that song. Yeah.
It was really cute. I mean, I don't know the words, but I had a good time.
Victoria's going, you know the song goes, Summer Lovin', have me Summer Lovin', happened so fast. That
one. Watched on Glee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
You can hum it with confidence, though. It's a pretty good song. It bops, you know. But I mean, that's what I'm saying. We just had fun. We just had drinks. We did karaoke, and you know, at the end, I was a complete gentleman. I called her an Uber. I kissed her on the cheek, and yeah, she texted me when she got home. It was a nice text. It had a kissy emoji at the end of it. I mean, a kissy emoji, and now I can't even get a text back. So
wow.
I don't even know.
I mean, that sounds like quite the adventure. What a fun date.
I know.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm like, but I'm racking my brain of like what I did wrong. Like, all I can think of really is like my Uber rating's a little low because my friends threw up one time in the car, but that's really it.
Did you tell her about the Uber rating?
So maybe, I don't know, maybe the Uber driver told her. Like, that would be a little bit of a flag.
I mean, if I'm being honest, the Uber rating would not deter me. The fact that you called me an Uber would give you points, in my opinion.
Yeah, Victoria's easily impressed. How did she seem, though? Like, was she having as much fun as you were? Does she seem like she was into you?
But that's the thing. Not only did she text me and send me like with the kissy emoji and stuff, like the whole date was nice. Like, she was super playful, like, when we got food at the restaurant, like, she actually got a meal. Like, she wasn't, like, self-conscious or, like, anything. And, like, I don't know. She's super smart. And, God, she's beautiful. And, like, she was just a really fun time. Like, I don't see like how we didn't vibe in any sort of way. Like, I'm just really having a tough time thinking of how it went wrong.
She's got that energy. He's like so excited about her.
Yeah. Yeah, you really liked her, huh?
Dude, I can't get her out of my head, dude. I really don't know what happened.
Okay, well, definitely want to help you out, man. You know, you need a karaoke partner for life, I would say. I mean, you need a karaoke partner for life no matter what. If it's Celeste, I don't know, but we'll find out.
There's a Grease, too. We got to learn the songs from that one.
You got a lot of songs.
Maybe all this future planning, though, is what's overwhelming her. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, man. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and find out why you're getting ghosted next, okay?
Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, man. You get your first date follow-up right after this. Hey, Amir.
Yeah?
Can you sing a little Summer Lovin' right now before we do the first date follow-up?
Oh, man. The one song I said I didn't know.
Okay. Like, oh, wait. Sorry.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
That song's a lot longer also than I thought initially going into it. Karaoke, you kind of only remember like one or two bridges, and then you like just go in and you're like, oh, that Galileo stuff isn't until like 4.5 minutes in.
Give us the Galileo then, Amir.
Galileo! I was belting it, dude. I was really going for it.
If you missed it a few minutes ago, Amir was going for it. He is getting ghosted by Celeste. We're about to call her and find out why, and hopefully get him another date. Real quick, to refresh everybody's memory, Amir, tell everybody about your date with Celeste.
Yeah, we went to a nice little restaurant down the street. They had a karaoke night. It was an awesome date, dude. We were having a ton of drinks. We were having a lot of good laughs. We did karaoke together. We got some dinner. Called her an Uber. Still racking my brain trying to think of where it went wrong. I'm still thinking that my friend Steve throwing up in the Uber 3 years ago really screwed me over with that rating. But other than that, I don't know. It was a good time, man.
Okay. Well, dollar phone number right now. See if we can figure it out and hopefully get you another date. You ready?
Hell yeah. Let's do it.
Hell yeah. Let's go. Okay, here we go. I'm going to call it right now.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Celeste, please?
Yes, is it Celeste?
Celeste, what's up? How are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Celeste. My name is Nina. I'm here, too.
Hi, I'm Victoria.
Hi.
Hi.
It's an awkward party. Yeah. It's a party.
So there's three people on the phone with you right now.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Okay.
Hi. We do a segment on our show called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why. So we got an email about you from Amir.
Oh, okay.
And he said a lot of really nice things, but he's wondering why you haven't called him back and why you're ghosting him after your date.
Oh, well, you know, honestly, we just got too drunk. You know, I love margaritas, but like, I don't love being wasted. And I feel like Amir is too much of a party boy for me. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, like after we had margaritas and then he started ordering Long Island iced teas.
Oh.
Like, I don't even know who drinks Long Island iced teas.
Man.
I did when I was 21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last time I drank Long Island iced teas, it was a bad night.
It's always a bad night when you drink those.
Honestly, we really did have fun, but like, I just don't remember most of the night because of all the shots that I took with him. And I was so hungover the next day, and that's just kind of not how I roll. So like, I don't know.
Okay. So you just decided not to reach back out to him because you don't want to get wasted again.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I just feel like he moves a little fast for me, you know, with the partying. It's just, you know, not my jam.
Party, buddy! Yeah, I did that!
I've been that guy a lot. I've
yes,
had a lot
have.
Of... Yes, I have. Nina knows.
I have taken care of you.
Nina has. I've had girlfriends who have had to take care of me, and they did not dig it.
That's not awesome.
Yeah, they didn't think it was sexy. I was like, what are you talking about? I peed all over myself last night in the car.
You also weren't like really good and easygoing with anything. You'd always put up a fight.
Yeah. So, not the best example,
anyway,
I guess.
Anyway.
Celeste, is it a thing where maybe you both could... I mean, you just see it as you guys wouldn't work?
I just don't think it's going to work. Like, it's just not my vibe. And like, honestly, he's really great and he's really attractive and like, he has a really good voice, which is surprising, but like, I just feel like, I don't know, we're not going to be compatible.
Well, thanks for being honest.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, sorry.
That's all right. I'll be honest with you now. Amir is on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, wow. This is, sorry, this is awkward.
Yeah, hey, super awkward for me too, actually. So, damn. Yeah, I don't know. I thought we were having a good time. Maybe I needed a little too much liquid courage or whatever, because like it was the first date or whatever. But like, yeah, I don't know. That's how I roll. I like to get down.
Okay, so does that change your mind, Amir, that you feel like she just won't be able to keep up with you, or are you still into it?
I think it's a pretty lame reason to not even, like, text me back. Like, it's not like I intentionally got, like, too drunk or anything. I thought we were just both having a good time, you know, good spirits, whatever. But, like, at the end of the day, like, I guess not, because that was just a whack answer. So it's like, I don't know, if there's any, like, party girls out there right now looking for a party boy, like, call me. Like, that's what's up.
Victoria just perked up. Sorry.
I guess you can't get upset. This is just a bunch of honesty just getting thrown around right now. Celeste, do you feel better about your decision?
I mean, yeah, I feel fine about my choice.
All right. But be honest. Was I a good singer for real, though? Didn't I crush Bohemian Rhapsody? Be honest with everybody right now, please.
I'm being honest. You really did. Like, I was not expecting those high notes.
We're all being honest.
So does that mean you'll go out with them again? Celeste, would you like to go on another date with Amir? We'll pay for it. I mean,
you do sound impressed.
I mean, he's a great singer, but like, I just don't think so. I'm so sorry. I just don't think so. It's just, you know, I just can't keep up, and like, it's just not my vibe. You know, though, I do have a friend, Jessica, who like is a total party girl. Like, she can, you know, drink me under the table. Like, that's her total vibe. And I think she'll totally appreciate the Bohemian Rhapsody. And like, if you want her number, I will give you her number.
Wow. Trying to hook him up.
That's funny. Jessica's like, cool, I'll take your sloppy seconds.
So no date with Celeste, Amir, but would you like to meet Jessica?
I mean, sure.
You'll still pay for it if you guys go out.
Oh, then hell yeah, dude. That sounds awesome.
Let's go.
Well, congratulations, Amir. You sort of got a second date.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I feel good. Yeah, this is a victory after all. You know what? I got told I was a good singer today, and I ended up getting a date with a non-fuddy-duddy. So I think this is going to be a win-win.
Wow. Well, you should probably be careful before you get that girl's number. I mean...
Okay, you better be nice to me, because I have the phone number. I have the power here. So.
I was just kidding. Around. We're having a good time. All right. Best friends.
Okay.
Well, Amir, let us know how the date with Jessica goes, okay?
Good luck.
If you get a date.
Absolutely.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.